Well, here we are. Break number 19. Grab your coffee or your juice or your water or your ice. Light your candle. Put a blizzard on your computer. Put a fireplace up there and just kind of sit back and let's do a couple more break times here. This time for number 19, you know there's a lot of people that call themselves Christians anymore. And whatever, they can call themselves what they want, believers, Christians, whatever. We know the truth in that department. But there is one that's floating around that bothers me a lot, and that's the presidential candidate or soon-to-be candidate or whatever, Ben Carson. I think that's his name, is Ben Carson. Anyway, it's Carson. And he says he's a Christian. They say he's a Christian. He always talks about this Christian man. And let's just spend a few minutes here this morning, this evening, this afternoon, and look at Seventh-day Adventism, because that's what he is. He's a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, is what we hear. That's not possible. You cannot be a Seventh-day Adventist and be a Christian, unless, of course, you're a Christian and you're in the Seventh-day Adventist church and you just can't get out because you don't want to, etc., 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 family, all that kind of stuff. That happens in the Baptist church a lot. There's a lot of people that are members of a church, but they're not a Christian because of their church. They just, I don't know why they're still there. We'll talk about that one of these times here. Talk about it very soon. But here's a guy, if he's a Christian, he's not a Seventh-day Adventist. And if he's a Seventh-day Adventist, he's not a Christian. Let's look at just some quick comments here in our little short break time here about the Seventh-day Adventist doctrines. For example, salvation. Seventh-day Adventism, I'm going to say SDA now because I can't pronounce the Seventh-day Adventists very well without kind of confusing things. So let's just look at the SDA doctrine, salvation. Here we go. This is from one of their tracts. What I'm going to read to you is their material. If you are anywhere near Paul's teachings or anything that we've been talking about on this program for years, this website for years, you will hear, you'll see the differences right off the bat, and this is not a detailed, complete study. These are just some of the things that the SDA teaches. From an SDA tract called Saved by Grace, quote, Christ says to every man in this world what he said to the rich young ruler. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments, Matthew 19, verse 17. In other words, it says, the standard for admission into heaven is a character built according to the 10 specifications or commandments of God's laws. He can lift you up to the place where the requirements of the law are met in you. The master builder will stand right with you and in you and see to it personally that your life comes up to the requirements of God's law. Here's another one. It is not the work of the gospel to weaken the claims of God's holy law, but to bring men up to where they can keep its precepts. Do you want to be a Christian? The steps to Christ are few and plain and easy to understand, and we will turn to God's guidebook now for information. Okay, here we go. Believe, that's the first step toward becoming a Christian. The second step is repentance away. The next step in becoming a Christian is confession. Real repentance and confession mean not only to stop sinning, but to do everything possible to make past wrongs right. Maybe that's why Seventh-day Adventists are such nice people, because they're trying to do the right thing. You know, their eternal salvation depends on their good works. Anyway, here we go. The next step is baptism. And the proof of that is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to 39. See? Outline the steps that we need to take in order to become a Christian, to believe in God, to repent of, and to confess our sins, to be baptized. Now, that's Baptist right there. That's what they teach. But the seventh day, the SDA adds, and to obey all the commandments of the Lord. He may stumble and fall, but he gets up and presses forward again, determined to overcome by God's enabling power. Such a fall is not counted against him when he repents and asks forgiveness and divine help to live the right life. Okay, so, see, you're not a Christian. If you're a Seventh-day Adventist, SDA, and you believe what they teach as your church doctrine, then you're not a Christian. It's that simple. Oh, let's see here. Oh, it's all about your works being good enough that God will forgive you and cleanse you and keep you, that kind of a thing. That's the bottom line. Just get their material and read it through. Go to a doctor's office or dentist or something, and if you're not scared to death, you want to read something, pull up some of those JW magazines or SDA magazines, and if you know the truth, you can spot the counterfeit in a flash. SDA, the Sabbath is eternally binding upon men from creation. Seventh-day Adventism says the Sabbath was made for mankind in general and was given to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Sabbath keeping, therefore, is a sign of loyalty to God, the Creator. They believe that the Sabbath continues to be binding today. Quote, from this, it is evident that all Ten Commandments are binding in the Christian dispensation. Christian dispensation? Oh, you mean the dispensation of grace that Paul teaches and says that to obey, these guys that talk about in Colossians, I think it's 2:16, talks about holy day and don't pay any attention to that stuff. See? I mean, Paul knocks the whole thing right out the window. Anyway, one of these commands is the observance of the seventh day as the Sabbath. Okay, so that they're big on that one, obviously, Seventh-day Adventism. The Sabbath law has been changed with the harsh demands of the Mosaic system no longer binding. Adventists do not keep the Old Testament conditions of the Sabbath, but they claim they do not have to because the conditions pertaining to the Sabbath have changed in this age. Boy, how many changes have the Mormon Church taken, the SDA Church, the JWs, all these, the Baptists, all these religions, they always have to update themselves or they'll be in trouble. And then they go to one of Ellen White's visions to prove that. Oh, let's see here. The change of the day of worship from Sabbath to Sunday was done by Rome in the 4th century. Adventists contend that the law of the Sabbath was kept by Christians until Constantine, the emperor of Rome, required all men to observe Sunday. Adventists see Constantine as a type of future Antichrist, whom they believe will make Sunday worship a law binding upon all men. Okay, here's another one here. The church has changed the Sabbath to Sunday without biblical authority. That's what they say. Adventism is fulfilling prophecy. By proclaiming the Sabbath, Adventists believe that God has raised them up for the last days, remnant church, to proclaim the truth of the Sabbath as a test for mankind. Sorry, this is funny right here. This work will culminate in the Great Tribulation and in the second coming of Christ. Then they give scriptures, Isaiah 58, Matthew 24, Revelation 14, Revelation 12. So, in all reality, like I've said a number of times, these churches, these pastors, these religions, cults, to be honest about it, are teaching the people how to deal with being a so-called Christian as designed during the tribulation. So really, when the tribulation does come, officially, Romans 11, 22, these people will be prepared for being a strong, quote-unquote, Christian. So when the Antichrist does come and do his thing, the prophet and all that stuff, they will be just ready. The Mormons and the SDAs and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Methodists and the Baptists and all these people will just be hunky-dory ready when the tribulation does come. Nobody's going to say, oh, no, this is the tribulation. They're going to be thrilled, and they're going to be thrilled. Oh, we finally got rid of this money stuff. This debt was horrible, and we just have to get so much money from the government because now people want the government to pay for everything. Well, there's going to come a day where the government will pay for everything, and if you want to use any of the money, type in 666, which is www on your computer, by the way. You'll have what you need, according to them. It's falling into place so humorously but sadly. Sadly so. Get the point there? Well, here, let's see here. Let's just put a stop to that. I told you these would be short little breaks. And so I think tomorrow for a number 20, I think I'll throw some more Seventh-day stuff at you. And you can just see that Seventh-day Adventism is not a Christian organization. You are not a Christian if you are an SDAer. More in break number 20.